The new opera, The Long Walk, is based on Brian Kastner's critically acclaimed book of the same name. The opera is a deeply personal exploration of a soldier's return from Iraq, where he served as an officer in an explosive ordnance disposal unit, and his battle with what he calls the crazy as he tries to reintegrate into his family life upon returning from the war. Opera Saratoga at the Spot Little Theater is presenting the world premiere of The Long Walk in partnership with the American Lyric Theater. Internationally renowned theater and opera director David Schweizer makes his Opera Saratoga debut. Grammy Award-winning baritone Daniel Belcher returns to Opera Saratoga to create the role of Brian, alongside mezzo-soprano Heather Johnson, who makes her comeback debut as his wife Jessie, and it is a great pleasure to welcome Daniel and Heather to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having
us. Wonderful to be here.
A delight to have you here. Daniel, as far as your work with the company, you've been with the group for a while.
Yes, I was last here, though. It's been a couple days ago. Summer of 1999. So it is wonderful to be back in this gorgeous, gorgeous area here.
So what brought you to this particular work? What was it?
A couple years ago, Lawrence Adelson, who is in charge of American Lyric Theater and the new general director of Opera Saratoga, approached me with a project. He said, "Danny, I think I have something right up your alley." He's constantly commissioning new pieces out of librettists and composers, and this one in particular, I thought it would be a great fit. The book was published, and very soon after, he earned the rights to start a commission on it. And the compositional process started very quickly, and within a year, we had a first read in New York. So things happened very quickly, and it's a very natural fit, a very highly personal story, and something that's timely to us. So to be able to give voice to all of these soldiers and their families that return, I think it's a rather extraordinary experience for us.
And Heather, how did you come to the work?
Sort of the same way. When Jeremy Howard Beck, the composer, and Stephanie Fleischman began putting the piece together, we immediately were brought on by Lawrence Adelson to come on as Jessie and Brian. And so we've been with the project from the beginning. So for 2 years, we've lived with the story, lived with these characters and these actual people of Brian and Jessie for 2 years' time now. And it's really an incredible experience to be able to finally put it up on its feet and get it onto the stage for the world to see.
And as far as any direct input or relationship with Brian Kastner himself?
Well, I was texting
quite a bit.
You were texting him. Yeah.
I said, "We're going to be on the radio tomorrow." You know, it's interesting. Both Brian and we've had more chances to get to know Brian better because we've done other events with him. But his wonderful wife, Jessie, also came to the first reading that we did of the opera. So we've had the opportunity from the beginning to know them. And I will say I've never had the experience of playing somebody that's alive before as an opera singer. And it's been a wee bit daunting to feel like you have to bring somebody's life to the stage that's still living and still breathing and living their lives and being a mother and being an incredible nurse and doing all of the incredible things that she does. But they are such wonderful, approachable, open people that they immediately disarmed us from the get-go, from when we first met them, and made our jobs easy.
Brian?
And it was quite remarkable because Brian, you would think when it's your own story, you'd want it to be told exactly, but maybe this. And he's really stayed into the back. If he's approached with a question, he will clarify and tell you exactly what happened. You will get as much information as you want. But he sees this as a companion piece to his book. When he finished the book and he closed it, he said, "You know, I thought I was done with that chapter. I moved on." So when the commission came in, he was actually quite surprised and humbled and about the prospects that it would be turned into an opera. What did he wrote recently? He said, "I didn't realize my problems were like Wagner problems."
Wagnerian.
Wagnerian. But he's wonderfully approachable. We follow each other closely on Facebook, yeah. comment on each other's kids,
yeah.
and have developed a rather remarkable yeah. relationship.
Which it seems is the best case scenario in that, right?
Absolutely.
I think
that, you know, in a way, what's incredible is that by writing this book and then with Jeremy and Stephanie adapting it to an opera, we've got this incredible window into the life of Brian and his family. And it's been an incredible experience to just live that life and to dive into and become part of that life of theirs, and for them to be open and for them to create an opportunity for everyone to see into their life and see what it's like for somebody to come back and to integrate into society and integrate into your family with difficulty and then in the end with hope and with success.
When you look at the opportunities for the two of you as artists to work on a new opera and to work on a premiere and work on something from the bottom up, after, of course, tackling the classic repertoire mm-hmm. so often, what does that give you? I mean, it would seem to me to be a dream and some really nice freedom
in an art form that is so heavily based on tradition. As in hundreds of years of tradition, to run across a piece that is now, one, not just happening now, but is being created now, it's an extraordinary opportunity. There is no tradition. The vocal lines, the words that are coming out of our mouths are being created now in this moment and are being adapted and are being adjusted. And we're finding the best way possible to tell these stories. So the onus on our shoulders is a lot because you want to get it right. And I've always said, you know, the biggest challenge for me was to tell Brian as Brian is. This story it's exceptional. And then the way Brian describes it, he said, there's a million of us. Mm-hmm. There's millions of us that come back. But I just had to write down my experience. So for us, it's going into this project telling our experience. And if it were a different cast, a different ensemble, I'm sure it would be a completely different kettle of fish. But with this, we're really finding our way, I think.
And also, too, you know, it's an extraordinary opportunity to be part of something from the ground up and to be with a piece from the very beginning to its premiere. We're very lucky in that we get to do that. And, you know, both Danny and I have done a lot of new work and have done a lot of world premieres and done a lot of have done a lot of this sort of thing. But there's something very magical and special about this piece in particular. I think because of its relevance to the world in which we live now, and also to just the incredible story that Brian has opened the world to, and also the incredible hope that comes from this story.
Whether we know or not, every citizen of this country knows these people. Mm-hmm. These people live in their cul-de-sacs. These people they shop with at the grocery store. These people they work with at work that are coming back with these stories that we as a public need to have told and need to be heard. And to be that kind of a vehicle, if it just opens up someone's mind to what our soldiers truly go through and the families back home that are waiting for them, never knowing from day to day what the news will be, but living in that anxiety, that fear, that angst, and then coming back and thinking magically, it all just snaps back together and we can just resume our lives, that it is not that way. So this is a story that needs to be told.
And it never hurts to have an opera written for your voice.
Oh, well, no.
No. Here it is.
Specifically for your voice. Oh.
Here's my instrument. Now you write for it.
Go.
Right. I am impressed by what the company is doing as far as outreach and various activities as well, mm-hmm. which I'm sure the two of you are part of,
yeah.
going into the community, especially the veteran community, mm-hmm. and talking to people about many of the issues that are coming up within the context of the opera.
Yeah.
We had a rather remarkable evening in March. We came up and did a program at the New York Military Museum. Is that the correct title of it?
In Saratoga Springs.
In Saratoga Springs. Yes. And it was a remarkable cross-section. And once again, this is all due to the leadership of Larry and his vision for the company. But it was, there were veterans, there was a group of college kids. It was such a remarkable cross-section. And everyone there with this curiosity, what is this piece? Brian was doing a reading from the book. Heather and I both sang arias. The composer and the librettist spoke. And I think truly everyone who was in that room came out richer by the end and understanding, one, the goal of this story that we're trying to tell, and two, that the power of music can elevate and heighten these incredible words of Brian.
And what does it tell you about the state? I'm just curious, if you take away Opera Saratoga for a moment, the two of you as artists, what do you think of the state of opera now?
How much time do we have?
Well, we have 5 minutes for this, so you can do a little bit of grandstanding is fine. But I'm curious as to what you think. I mean, does it really depend on the company?
Let me say this: opera is alive and kicking. This myth that opera is dead is just that—a myth. Opera is relevant. Opera is an art form that speaks to people at a visceral level and is vitally important to the arts community and to the community at large. I have had the great opportunity in my career not only to sing, but also to work a lot with school-aged children and to do a lot of outreach for that is where that's concerned. And opera, the way that opera touches kids that never would have thought that opera would be something that they would be interested in is so profound. I believe that, like I said, opera is so relevant and is so important and is very, very much alive. And a piece like this is a good example of that. Commissions are being done all over the United States at all different opera companies, anywhere from the Metropolitan to Minnesota Opera to Opera Philadelphia, you name it. Companies are doing commissions all over to keep, just to do exactly what I'm saying, keeping the art form alive, keeping it growing, keeping it relevant. So there are challenges, certainly. It's an expensive art form, to say the least. But again, vitally, vitally important to the fabric of the arts community and to the community at large.
And as crass as this may sound, but you get the check and they clear.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, there you go. That's all you really need.
I've never had a problem. I've never had that.
It helps.
Well, you know, there are many art forms where that is not the case. Well. Okay. So when you look at, and this is all a roundabout way of getting to the point, which is, as you alluded to, which is why the new opera and new operas such as this are so important, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know, like, the education wing here through Opera Saratoga, they're reaching, I think it's well over 20,000 students in the community. So that the company is constantly reaching out. But through a piece, like I was saying, this is a piece of now. This is a story of the family in your cul-de-sac. This is the story of the family at work. These are people you know. Music only heightens the expression and the storytelling. And so it's such an extraordinary marriage. And this one's quite perfect. You'll hear instruments that you not normally hear.
I've never done an opera with an electric guitar.
Guitar. So, and people may be like, electric guitar, but it's right.
Sure.
Because it's now.
It's more contemporary.
And it is a voice for the present. And so that's why I feel very strongly about this piece. It's being composed, it's being sung, it's being performed. You would literally have walked off the street and know this story. And it's, I think it's going to be very eye-opening and ear-opening to the people that come, that take a chance and think, I'm going to give this new opera a chance because I know I'm going to come out a better person out of this.
And I might say this too, the music of the opera, Jeremy Howard Beck is such an exceptional, brilliant young composer. I mean, we've worked with a lot of composers throughout our careers, but there's something very magical about him. He's young, he's exciting, and the music runs the gamut. There's some of the most beautiful music you have ever heard, anything from this what sounds like a barbershop quartet of the men singing in the Humvee to a beautiful, in essence, love duet that we sing, to this crazy music that he wrote for Brian when he's going crazy, if you will. Mm-hmm. So there's it runs the gamut. It's again, some of the most beautiful music that I've had the fortune, I've had the opportunity to sing in new operas, and then some of the most intense kind of crunchy music as well, to show exactly what's happening.
The new opera, The Long Walk, is based on Brian Kastner's critically acclaimed book of the same name. It makes its world premiere at Opera Saratoga on July 10th at the Spa Little Theater. Four performances in all. You can find out the schedule by going to operasaratoga.org. Daniel Belcher, Heather Johnson, thank you so much for joining us this morning. A great pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.